Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss dating celebrity doppelgangers, Kid Rock running for senator, and the infamous debate between Fraidy Cat and Scaredy Cat. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again, because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Really? Wow, you're fun today.
Nope. Good morning, my little sweet, sweet little critter.
Good morning. Am I Twitter? Your little critter Twitter?
What are you doing on your little laptop?
Doop, doop, doop. Oh. I was just cleaning up the document with the topics and things to talk
messy.
About.
How messy do you keep your background?
On my desktop?
Yes.
Or my laptop?
Yes.
It always has like only three icons, three
what
folders.
What are they?
One's like all Psychobabble stuff for like the new pick. This Don't is just very eyes. Exciting. All Psychobabble stuff for like topics and like pictures and like promo for the new apps.
Okay.
And then there's one folder just labeled work, which has like copies of
porn.
Mine and your like
saved porn in
driver's
case your Wi-Fi
licenses
goes out.
For when I need to like book a flight.
Cool.
And then
and like our frequent flyer miles.
Well, that's all in like a Google Drive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
And then the third folder. Just personal things, guys.
It's like,
stuff.
No, it's like always the most recent episode of Psychobabble that we need to promote. Then like a work folder. Then just like a Psychobabble.
Your life
folder.
Is boring. I've got a folder that's like
I drag,
memes
clean.
I still want to post.
Well, see, that's all like goes with it. I like a
that's
clean
work.
Folder. That's all work.
I have a folder
in work.
That's like
I have pictures
tattoos
of me.
I like.
I have tattoos that I like in there.
What else? I don't know.
I feel like I'm.
My
I can't even.
Background is just. 50 things.
I've
always.
Seen yours. Yeah. I told you I saw Ricky Dillon was cleaning up his desktop
not
background.
The good sis Ricky Dillon.
The good sis Ricky Dillon.
Oh.
And she was tweeting out like just collections of like things she had screenshot to her computer.
Who's she? Ricky?
Ricky. And I was like, that's a good
my
idea.
Dylan.
Gender my Dylan.
Cool.
Wow. What's new with you?
Well, just
tell me all about your desktop background.
It's a mess. And every time my computer freezes, it reverts the picture that's my background back to the, like, default.
Really?
So it's a...
Why don't you just get a new computer?
I really should.
Mine keeps telling me my disk space is almost full. And I'm like, why? There's nothing on this.
Cash. You have to clear your cash.
How do I do that?
I don't really know. It seems like
a
thing.
It's very frustrating.
Ask.
And sometimes
ask
I click it and I think, what should I clean up? And then it shows me big files and I'm like,
how
didn't I delete
files?
That? It's all shit in
it's
like iMovie.
It's your cash.
I need to ask Nathan how to clear my cash.
How do you spell cash? Do you know?
C-A-C-H-E.
Wow, cachet.
Just like Anne Heche.
Not the good sis Heche.
How do you spell Anne Heche?
H-A-C-H-E. Heche, Annie. She's... Who is Anne Heche? Who's Anne Heche?
I can't believe this is the Anne Heche.
Can you tell me?
I think she
in
dated.
Four words or less. Who is Anne Heche?
Ellen DeGeneres' ex girlfriend.
Wow. That was succinct. Succinct. It was succinct and it's a stunk.
I don't even know if that's true.
Is it
I
true?
Think, I don't know.
That
I
really summed her up for me. Okay. Got
dated
it. I think.
Ellen? Question mark?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, there's a whole article here on ABC News about the end of Ellen and Anne Heche.
I don't think I
But
can.
I don't know if it's about their relationship or their careers.
Go off work, sister. What are we doing today besides Anne Heche?
I was going to just tell you that I saw Book of Mormon on Sunday.
How was it?
With my friend Gabe as Elder Price.
Ooh.
He was like in the touring one right now.
What's he? What's that song? Where rings the doorbell and goes,
"Hello, it's me."
Hello. We don't have the rights. We don't have the rights.
Yeah. No. I sound just like Andrew Reynolds. Hello.
Was it good? Did you know anything about it going in?
No, I literally thought
you knew it was like Mormon.
I thought it was a musical about the Mormon struggle.
Yes.
I thought it was serious.
It was.
I thought it was going to be serious and bad, like Spring Awakening was.
Serious and bad. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's all calm down.
That's the.
You're going to get some haterade from the GP.
I was telling my friend Matt, who I went to see Book of Mormon with, all the musicals that I had seen. Malin.
Oh.
I was telling him all the musicals.
Oh my God. I didn't know his first name was Matt.
Yeah. That's why we call him that, because there's so many Matts in our lives.
Oh my God.
You know that.
Yeah.
I was telling him all the shows I've seen, and the woman next to me goes, oh,
sounds
like we have a real thespian on
no,
our
No, she
hands.
Did not say that. That's me. Yeah. Me
she
showing
was
up
from,
to, like, a local community theater in, like, a gown with long gloves.
She was from San Jose, and I think she represented San Jose to a T.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but she just seemed it.
Okay.
But I had no idea what any of Book of Mormon was about. I literally thought it was the struggle
Did you
of
laugh?
Mormons. I laughed.
Yeah.
I giggled.
Good.
I snickered.
I think you like a musical that's comedy. You don't like a drama.
What's a drama musical? Les Mis?
Oh, sure, Les Mis. But I was going to say, like, Spring Awakening.
Spring Awakening was like, who cares? Sing a song that's good.
And you liked Dear Evan Hansen.
I loved it.
Did you like Cats?
But Dear Evan Hansen had comedic parts.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't see Cats.
Oh, I saw it. Have you seen Phantom?
Yeah.
That's garbage.
I liked it.
Did you see, like,
Lion King?
Lion King?
Yeah. Phantom, Waitress.
Okay, so maybe you
Wicked.
Are a true thespian.
I am.
My God. Since when?
Yeah, it was great. But I've been listening to...
Should we do a community theater show?
Me and you.
Yeah.
I think that's what the Slumber Party Tour was, a community theater show.
In everybody's community.
Yeah. We took it to all of the communities.
Mm.
What I was going to say was, so I was listening to the album on Spotify.
Mm.
Because I liked a lot of the songs.
Mm.
And I didn't realize Josh Gad played the other, like, main lead.
Like
the quirky one.
Yeah.
And in a couple of the songs on Spotify.
He's on Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And Frozen.
Oh, yeah. As Olaf.
Yeah.
I forgot about
that. A couple of the notes that he hits.
Can you hit?
I'm like, is this a good note or is this a bad note? Because you sound like Miranda sings.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's like,
it's,
if it's Miranda not
character.
Being able to like get out of actually being a good singer. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not saying he's bad. I don't know anything
we
about music.
Know.
I'm just like, that sounded like Miranda sings hitting a note.
Let him know. Tweet it.
I'm going to.
Let Miranda know.
Tell Colleen.
Yeah.
Say,
I forgot. Yeah, Colleen.
You sound like Josh Gad in Book of Mormon.
just say that. Yeah.
Got it.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Was Gabe good in it?
Oh my God. He was incredible. And then
how do you know him?
From
you used to work out together.
November Project in LA. And he was incredible. And then we went to like meet at the back. Like it was San Jose touring, so there weren't like people waiting to meet him.
Sure.
And he like took us in and gave us a tour of like the props and everything.
Oh.
And he was saying that he was like, oh, I have a splitting headache. And I was like, I couldn't even tell you were incredible.
Mm.
He was great.
Well, how wonderful.
I loved it.
Great.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
With Andrew Reynolds?
I don't know if I saw it with Andrew Reynolds. I saw it in LA when it was touring.
Oh.
So I don't know if he did the tour ever.
But Gabe wasn't the lead?
This was years and years ago.
All right.
So I don't know.
Fake news.
I went with Lisa.
And Anne Heche.
And Anne Heche, yeah. Our good friend Anne Heche. She joined us, but she left in the intermission.
Did you hear...
Did you get any merch?
No. Did you hear Paris Hilton is doing a 2017 Stars Are Blind remix?
Well, to combat that, did you hear that Cisco did a 2017 Thong Song remix?
I don't care about Cisco.
That what?
Did he really?
Yeah, in fifth grade, that was my hair inspiration. I thought I was going to look like Cisco
someday.
Not
what I thought you said.
My dream was to have Cisco's hair.
And did you? Blurple glasses.
Someday I did.
Blurple glasses and Cisco hair?
In my mind,
this
I was thinking.
This just explained all of 2014 to
it
me.
Really,
it all makes sense.
It really, Cisco's hair was really a sexual awakening for me in fifth grade.
And are you still woke?
And I am awoken. I am awoken and I'm awoken.
On
over to the podcast. Do I care about Stars Are Blind?
So no. Should I put them both in
the Power Hour?
Power Hour?
Well, you're going to have a lot of... you're going to have too many songs to deal with.
This is
going to
be a tough year. Yeah, I mean, dropping a video. Are they officially dropping a video for every song?
It feels like they're doing it every single week.
Well,
or like every
I was
song.
All excited because I woke up Friday after being at your house, and then I flew home, and then it was like house. 3 in the afternoon.
What's that one song? My House?
Yeah, Our House.
Our House?
In the middle of the street.
Nope. My House.
Oh, Flo Rida.
Yes, I love
Welcome Flo. To my... Yeah, I love that
That's
song.
A good song.
So I was back at my house in San Francisco, and it was
Is
like...
Is that this year?
It was last year.
Oh, never mind. Which it was in the Power Hour?
No.
No.
I think it was one of those carryover into the next year hits, though.
Anyway.
So I got home, and I finally, like, took a shower, and I, like, was getting ready, and I was like, ah, it's 3 p.m., and I didn't even check to see what music video Superfruit did for the new album. And then there was just a video saying... We're going to keep putting out new music videos, but this is just a fun video in the meantime.
Oh, so they hadn't filmed one yet.
No.
Got it.
I think they were filming one this week, though, because I saw on Scott's Instagram.
Great.
But I think Vacation's next, and you know that's my favorite song.
Is that your favorite one?
This is my favorite song.
is my favorite. Worth It, I think, was my favorite from the start.
And then the video just changed your life?
The video was good, but like you know when you listen to an album and like certain songs are like, oh, maybe I'm skipping that one too much, and now I like actually...
I just listen to it straight through.
I listen to it straight through, yeah.
So did you see Donald Trump blocked Chrissy Teigen on Twitter?
I don't care.
She tweeted at him, LOL, no one likes you, and he blocked her.
Oh.
Is that all it takes?
I got blocked by one of those little Trumpkins, the children of him.
We talked about this already.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so over it, and I don't care about this story.
Wow.
I'm at my wit's end.
You have had it.
I've had it.
Officially.
Officially.
You are detox.
Chris, what's her name?
Chrissy. I told a gay yesterday.
Don't tell a gay.
Well. Trump blocked Chrissy Teigen on Twitter, and they go, who the fuck is Chrissy Teigen?
Who?
This guy I was like hanging out with.
Bible study partner.
Yeah. We were Bible-ing.
Speaking of Bible study.
Tell me.
Did you see Justin Bieber canceled his tour for Bible study?
To rededicate himself to Christ.
Okay. Here's what I think. Boo-hoo for all the kids that are not going to go. Yeah, I get it. That sucks. I was going to go to a Gaga concert.
Canceled on
and
us.
And she canceled on
and
us.
And we bought flights.
We were going to go to Celine. She had to cancel. Blah, 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 blah.
Shit happens.
Shit happens. Tours cancel. Blah, blah, blah. What I
we
will
should
say
announce
is,
a slumber party tour too and then
cancel it. Oh my God. We should. You know I would.
I'll get Lisa.
That's
on
very
it.
Janet Jackson. I love
she does no refunds.
The Janet Jackson model is announce a full tour, cancel it. No refunds.
Yes.
She's done it multiple times.
Yes.
Nobody's caught on. It sells out every time.
This is a Ponzi scheme,
Fool me
I
once.
Think. Or
cool.
Like, what are those, like, pyramid schemes?
Yes, Ponzi, my dear. The Ponzi tour.
Yeah. I'm sorry, we
Wait,
can't
Wait, let's just call it the
Ponzi.
The no refunds tour.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
No promises.
No promises.
Sorry,
no
not
refunds.
The sorry, not sorry tour.
Do you like Sorry, Not Sorry? I didn't see the music video.
I didn't know it had one. I didn't watch.
I heard it's one of those like celebrity cameo music videos.
Really? Like Jessica Simpson's
but
one at the roller rink with like those girls?
Okay, so I was going to say there's never a video with celebrity cameos that'll ever be satisfying enough, but I take it back as soon as you gave that.
She had proof. No. She had like.
That video was good though.
It was like her and like Eva Longoria and
Us.
Like the girl from like.
The Ring?
On roller skates? Does that
Me.
Mean it's roller skates?
I don't know.
No, anyway. But I was going to say, like, the girl from, Married with Children. Who was in that video? You know they filmed it at this roller rink in the Valley, right?
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
My roller rink?
Well, I think Carly Rae Jepsen filmed a music video there, too. So if anybody's rink, it's hers.
So here are the people that are in the Sorry Not Sorry video. Paris Hilton, Wiz Khalifa, Jamie Foxx.
That's it?
There might be others, but that's all this lists.
I don't care about any of those people.
You
Who
just
was the
brought
first
up Paris Hilton. You just said, let's talk about her. So what's the truth?
So why didn't you then use that opportunity to move into this story?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I just, here's the thing.
That's the video? That looks just
that
like.
That looked like the Nicki and Justin
video. That's
Am I wrong?
That video. Weird.
Did you, this reminds me of the Madonna music video. With all the camos where she's walking through.
The one that's an Old Navy commercial?
Ew.
Madonna.
Yeah. Wait, what did we used to say? No, we can't say it. We used to be bullies, I think.
We would say it to our friends, not to herself. Is there anything else about
I revisited that discography. Not that bad.
Whose?
Madonna's San Francisco 2011
I liked
era.
That one with the black and white video that's like...
Give me all your lovin'. Give me your love.
I don't know. What album was that? MDNA?
I don't know.
Too bad she's never going to get a
what
Queen's.
What is that drug? What is that drug?
I think that's Molly.
No.
I have no idea.
What? Really?
You know I'm not a pharmacist.
I found out that Molly is ecstasy. Why not just... Or wait, ecstasy is... Molly is pure. Ecstasy has other shit in it. What are we on right now?
I think a little bit of everything.
Cool.
MDMA is ecstasy. But okay. I don't know where it turns... when. I don't know. You're going to have to ask Miley what then makes it Molly.
Oh, cool.
If that makes any sense.
Got it.
Do you ever do a Madonna Queens episode?
No, I would not do that.
Oh, God.
I was listening to your Michael Jackson playlist on Spotify.
Good.
And I'll give it to him. He's got some songs.
Bangers.
He's got some songs.
Yeah. He's got some songs.
I think he deserves... They should retroactively give him the Vanguard Money. Award.
Give him. He's gotten the MTV one. Did you see they used Thriller in the trailer for Stranger Things 2?
I didn't.
Or did
that.
You avoid it since you still
I'm not
finished?
Watching the trailer because I haven't seen the finale of season 1.
Is that the only episode you have left?
Yes.
So you'll binge watch
I
all
binge watch
of
the
Big
whole
Little
season.
Lies, but you can't finish Stranger Things.
It's just too scary.
You get too spooked. Did you see Barb got nominated for an Emmy?
Yeah, and people were being shady about it.
I think she deserves it more than that 11 girl. But you know I feel like bullying those kids.
What was the nomination for? It was like best...
It was like a
guest
cameo role.
Like, you know, supporting...
Drama,
blah, blah, blah.
Cameo.
So like in the category, you submit one episode and...
Well, yeah.
And that character's performance in that episode
for like
deems,
a guest role.
Yeah.
So Justin like, Timberlake puts his dick in a box and
okay,
wins an Emmy
down.
For like SNL.
Ew.
So Barb deserves it.
I was... You know how it shows... So wait, I'll get to that in a second. I think Barb deserves it because people were like, oh, she doesn't deserve it, blah, blah, blah. Like, she was barely
I
in it.
I didn't
like,
see anybody
you submit
say that.
One episode in that performance.
You're
going to
talk
episode.
About people who weren't anything who don't deserve awards.
You know what?
Let's
fucking
talk about
Anne
Hathaway and Les Mis.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Anne Hathaway.
She was in like 4 minutes of that.
Bitch.
Singing
fucking,
one song.
No, here's the tea.
With a shaved head.
VMAs.
Bye.
I'm done with the VMAs. Tinashe was not nominated for Best Choreography.
Katie got nominated for quite a bit.
No Gaga nominations.
What
Tinashe,
did Gaga do? Oh, John Wayne.
What did Gaga do?
Yeah.
What did Katie do?
Chained to the Rhythm.
I don't mean to keep pointing at you, but you're really pissing me off today. So Tinashe didn't get nominated, but what I was going to say, now that you mentioned Dick in the Box.
Please tell me.
There I was, minding my own business on Spotify on my desktop.
Yeah.
You know how it shows what your friends are listening to?
Always. I stalk that
Dolan
regularly.
Was listening to Dick in a Box.
The song
Spotify.
I would have unfollowed, blocked, deleted. I don't think he can come to camp anymore.
I was mortified. I thought, my taste levels.
Did you text him?
Are off. No, 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 no.
Lisa
no.
was listening to a good song the other day and I screenshot and I said, I see you.
I was
look,
listening
look
to Sabrina Carpenter.
I don't know her.
Mm-hmm. And
who's Sabrina Carpenter?
She's a girl, I guess. I think maybe a Disney girl. Maybe. I don't know. There's a song that I like.
Sure hope not to cause any drama. But
anyway,
I
was listening to the
Sabrina
song.
Carpenter
Ricky
is.
Dillon screenshotted it. Not the good sis, Ricky Dillon. Screenshotted it and texted it to me. And it reminded me that it's public.
Yeah.
So it scares me. Because
so
I listen
when you
to
listen
some,
to your Spooky Sounds albums.
I listen to some bangers sometimes. I always feel like when people text or tweet me, like, why are you listening to this at 3 a.m.? I'm like, girl, you know why I'm up. Why I'm listening to the
just showering
remix
again.
To Ignition.
That's on your booty playlist?
No, I'm kidding.
I thought your booty playlist was just J-Lo and Iggy's version
with,
of booty.
No, no.
You like
what's
the Pitbull
deal with,
version better?
R. Kelly's Cult?
I don't know. It's on my like list
of things to look into.
I heard a lot about it when I was home in Michigan.
So apparently he's going on concert or tour.
Well, so
this is all alleged.
I immediately wrote it down. I heard them talking about it on the radio when I was home.
He's going around in if girls want careers, he'll induct them into his cult where they can't have phones.
Well, I was reading
something.
About it, and
sex.
It sounded like funny to make fun of. And then I saw an article on Billboard, which sounded like serious.
Yeah, it's sad,
like
it's sad news. He's drama in the worst way because he's like
sex
garbage.
Trafficking
yeah,
bad.
He's like bad. He's a bad human, I think. Right?
I don't know.
It really makes me bummed. Obviously, for a million reasons, but also like
Are you talking about Gaga, but also plugging Million Reasons, but also then going back to Gaga?
Thank you.
But I'm really bummed.
Without all the Gaga-ness of it all.
I'm bummed for really a million reasons.
Without all the Gaga-ness of it all, why do people still support him?
I don't know. He peed on someone. But so did Donald Trump, and he won the presidency.
So what I got to do is here, lay down real quick.
Remember that dating app I showed you where you can date celeb lookalikes?
No, we are not talking about this right now.
Why? Why?
Go off, sis girl.
I found a great, well, I was wondering if R. Kelly was on that.
No.
Guys, I found a website where you can like,
explain to the people.
You can't date Selena Gomez in person, but this website will help you find a Selena Gomez lookalike.
A doppelganger.
And then you just go to the little dating site and you type in which celeb you're looking for. And there you have it.
What's it called?
Oh my God, that's literally the website.
What's it called? Badu?
I don't know. It's Badu. But I was perusing.
So you search by celebrity.
Yeah.
So these people say that they look like Jake Gyllenhaal. Well, some of them, I'd fuck all of them.
Those are actually them, aren't they? Or no,
those are Jake Gyllenhaals.
Well, so I was looking at the site because I thought it was really funny. And then I thought, what if there's people on here who say they look like you?
No, it's going to be all lesbians. No, and it's just going to be people. It's just going to be basic gays with glasses. All I ever get is, I look just like you. And then they send a picture and I'm like, we don't look nothing alike. You just have glasses or you're a lesbian.
Yeah. Well, it was like looking into a time machine.
No! Why are they all bald? That one's me, actually.
Yeah, I know. That's a real picture.
So people is, wait, show me more. Let me see.
Someone's catfishing you?
Yeah. So
that one's also
a picture. That's me, actually.
But this is just like
it's basic men with glasses, sometimes bald. Why is that my aesthetic?
It's really looking into the future because I saw like you at 53. Brad thinks he looks like you at 53.
I don't know if I'm going to go bald.
He looks just like you.
So how do you know if you're going bald?
I don't know. Something about your
mom's dad.
Didn't you say you wanted to go on Tyler Henry so you could ask
him? If I ever have a conversation with Tyler Henry, there's not many dead people I need to talk to, but I would like to talk to my mom's dad if that is how you know if they're bald or not.
I'd just say, be like, I might be bald.
Hey, I think you could just ask Grandpa. I say, are you bald? Yes or no? Good to talk. Gotta go. Thank you, Tyler Henry, for your time.
I think he can just tell you. He doesn't need to talk to your grandpa. He's a psychic and a medium.
We can just skip the middleman?
Yeah.
He can just be like, you're going to be bald.
Let's get him in on the podcast.
Would you?
Yeah. I have a lot of questions and not a lot of deaths in my family, so I just want to know my psychic stories. He told Patty Stanger she was going to find love in like the next 2 years and she was going to be a stepmom to two kids.
Jesus.
Changed her life.
Well, did any of that come true?
Well, they just filmed it like 6 months ago.
Oh, so she's got time.
People get real nervous when he's like, no love for a few years.
No. Well, I don't want
you don't
the
want
news.
That?
I don't want the news.
Stop bringing the news.
I saw a couple clips of his. Did you show me or was I on
I was.
Own?
I think I made you watch the RuPaul one. I watched his show
I didn't watch the RuPaul one.
The RuPaul one was great.
I don't think. I'll watch it. Do you think he would come on the podcast?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Okay, well, maybe we'll.
I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
Are
you on that dating app?
No.
I mean, are people that look like you on that dating app?
Oh, I didn't even look.
You're a fucking liar.
I didn't. Why? No, I wouldn't be on
that
there.
Would be your first
search. I'm not a celeb. All I know is there's 774 DJ Khaled lookalikes.
No.
And let me tell you.
Are they accurate?
Yeah, they are.
What about, like, who's your celebrity crush?
I don't
crush?
Come up. Only Tinsel Corey comes up. I don't even know
what about
who
a Chris
is.
Pine? Look up Chris Pine.
I'm sure he's there.
Is he hot? Are they hot?
I will say, I did look up a few of the, who's the Superman? Mm. Yeah. What's his
I
name?
Don't know, but I saw him photoshopped with a Mario hat on his head.
These
and he looked hot.
Do not
as
look
Mario.
Like Chris Pine.
Show me. Let me see.
And not to bully anyone, but you don't look like Chris Pine.
No. No, these people. No,
do you think Kid Rock's on there?
I don't know. Wait, did you see? So Kid Rock is going to be the next what?
Senator of Michigan. If he does, I'm really never going home again.
So that one song that he did.
Bawa da bawa da bang da bang. Diggy diggy.
No.
Up jumps the boogie.
No.
I mean, that's a different song.
Is that really him?
He sings bawa da bawa.
Bawa da bawa da bang da bang biddy.
That's Mamrie's wedding song.
No, it's not. So what is that song called?
It's called Bawa da bawa.
No, it's not. Bawa da bawa.
Yes, it
no,
is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Ba.
Yeah. Ba diddy ba da bang
again,
da bang diddy.
You can't spell ba with a ba.
Ba with a ba.
It's called ba with a ba. It's got a music
what
video.
What does that mean?
It came out in 1998.
Does that mean to ball with a ball?
Ba with a ba da bang diggy diggy diggy. Shake the boogie said up jump the boogie. Yeah, I was right. That is right.
Keep going. Keep going.
Hold on. Let me go to full A to Z lyrics.
No. Ba wa da ba da bang da bang biddy.
Said the boogie, said up jump the boogie times four.
Not times four. No.
My name is Kid Rock.
Ba wa da ba da bang da bang biddy biddy. No.
Don't you have ba wa da ba tattooed across your lower back?
It's actually, so you know where your butt has a crease right by your upper thigh?
Your butt crack?
No, no, no.
Oh.
Horizontal, that's where it's tattooed. So yeah. You have to lift up my butt up. Cheek to see
You have
see
to lift
it.
The shelf?
Lift the shelf.
To get ball with
so
the
So when I really am on all fours, really they
diggy,
see the...
Diggy, it, diggy.
And you can read across. Ba with a ba da bang da bang biddy diddy.
Times four.
Times four.
My problem with him running for senator was...
So he's running for senator. So
either that or he's promoting an album. Who can never be sure? He did... There was a new song out on Friday. I saw it on New Music Friday. And I thought, Spotify, you can do better. My question was, on his website that he made that's like Kid Rock for Senate, one of the slogans that appears on this like banner ad thing, it says, in rock we trust. And I thought, really? He's going to replace God with rock and compare himself like that? All these
and also,
Rust Belt voters should be angry about that.
Let's also talk.
Because, they get mad
well,
that we can't
Rust
say
voters,
the Pledge of Allegiance.
They're fucking idiots, period. I don't even need to talk about it.
Their wedding vows were ba with da ba.
They are ba da ba da bang da bang. Well, the problem with that rock replacement is, isn't the rock running for president?
Oh,
Jesus.
And rock we – and maybe he's just as like – maybe they'll be each other's VP. I don't
know. I just don't want –
But see, yeah, it says like in rock
– with Kid
in
Rock.
Rock we trust. And I'm like, you?
Are you scared? Yes. No, this is so pimp of the nation. This isn't real. This isn't real.
It is. I was just home in Michigan.
No.
And it was real. I saw bumper stickers.
I saw no, there were not bumper stickers already.
Just the ones that I put on your parents' car.
Girl.
After I slashed their tires.
Thank you. I saw a friend of ours from Michigan post a picture of a huge like float. Or something.
Where? Why was there a float?
I don't know. A float that said Trump and Kid Rock, as if they're like gonna be running mates or something, or like just supporting both at once. And it said like "In God We Trust."
This just makes me really sad because I read an article about how when climate change ruins the planet, that the safest state to move in is gonna be Michigan.
That every state puts out that article.
No,
about themselves.
I saw it on Tumblr. It was real.
Did you? did you see that sperm counts have been, scientists found, studies have shown that sperm counts are down, my dear.
Wow.
By over half of it.
From what? Cell phones in your pockets?
I don't know. Who can ever be sure?
Jerking it too much.
Cell phones, compression shorts.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. How do you feel about that?
I did. It's funny that you say that because I did.
Because you did taste the difference.
I did taste the difference. I saw this hot guy at the airport like last week.
Was his
sperm
count down?
He like sat down and then his boxers were all like bunched up in the back, like hanging out his jeans.
I have to say, you're wearing cute underwear today.
Thank you.
I saw it when you bent.
They're prideful.
Great.
Yeah. The hot guy had bunched boxers and I thought, God. He's probably just
not bunched.
So, honey, bunched of oats is what I thought. Get yourself together, girl.
Were you feeling like a scaredy cat or a fraidy cat?
Good God, gassy, gassy girl, get a grip. Do you want to talk about? We only have a few minutes.
We need to get into the hard-hitting topic.
The poll I ran on Twitter about fraidy cat versus scaredy cat.
Yeah. So both have origins in fear. Afraid, scared.
Yes.
So that makes sense.
It's both can work.
And why are these cats scared? Fraidy dog.
Fraidy. Don't be such a scaredy cat.
Don't be such a fraidy iguana. Fraidy iguana, yes.
What animal is most spooked? Known to be scared?
I read that I think cheetahs. Horses do spook.
Yeah.
Yes. But I read that cheetahs are nervous.
Cheetahs?
The cheetahs of the world are nervous, which is relatable. Which I identify
with. What
animal
is most
So they let cheetahs afraid. Hang out with...
easily scared?
With other animals so that they can kind of
I think
chill.
It spawns from...
Ew, did you ever see that movie Spawn?
No.
Oh, my God. That's all me and my brothers
used
to watch.
Dude, there's like a Yahoo answer so
yes,
you know.
See? They put baby cheetahs with... puppies, because cheetahs get nervous without, like, a companion.
Do you ever get nervous?
I do get nervous. It's like a little scared.
This Yahoo answers, mm-hmm. What animal is easily frightened? Someone reports, cat, or responds, a cat, a rabbit, and most birds are what come to mind for me.
I've seen some pretty daring birds. I really have. I don't like birds that even when I stomp in the direction, they just look at me. They don't even fly away. I think, what have you been
Lots
through?
Lots of people say rabbits. Rabbits just run from people.
I don't know about that.
Oh, good. BuzzFeed has an article about 15 terrified animals right now. But now maybe,
who said journalism stuff?
Who said it?
Who said it?
But you know, like those
who
cats.
Said that?
Who said that? Cats are afraid of cucumbers, so you know they're
That's not true.
Cat.
Are we talking sliced or full?
You've never seen people putting cucumbers behind cats and having them lose their mind. That's a thing. It's a thing. It's a meme.
Can we do that on an
know
upcoming episode?
Meme. Yeah.
Bring in a cat and bring in a cucumber.
Yeah.
You go home with a cat. I'll go home with a cucumber. You know what I'm saying? Because you fuck cats.
So the point of the story is you're a fraidy cat.
So, okay, yeah. Fraidy cat or scaredy cat? What do you say?
I had 12,000 votes on that poll. Mm. And it was over 90% people said scaredy cat.
I voted
And just
cat.
Me and you. And one girl was like, one girl tweeted, feeling very attacked right now as someone who says fraidy cat.
Is it a mid-Michigan thing?
It must be.
Maybe it just originated in your deli, and maybe I was there that day.
Cool's Deli loves fraidy cats. Well, that's it. That's all Sue has to say today. It's been nice knowing you.
If you don't want to be a fraidy cat, what can they do?
Subscribe.
Uh-huh.
Watch early on full screen.
Yep.
Listen and follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
Cool. Yeah, you can subscribe on full screen for the episode a week before it comes out on SoundCloud and iTunes.
Are you new to Twitter?
Did I say that to you? That was a gif of mine, right? Are you new to Twitter? Anyway, yeah. So follow us on Twitter, subscribe, blah, blah, blah. And that is all.
And that's how Sue sees it.
Okay. Bye, friends.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.